what is your background in regards to construction?
I studied construction management at the University of New South Wales about 20 years ago I started, and I've worked in the construction sector for the last two decades as a construction project manager, and that sort of role is looking after and managing construction sites and also obviously bidding for new work. So I've worked in across Australia in Sydney and Brisbane, and then in about 10 years ago, I headed over to the Middle East, to Qatar, where the World Cup in 2022 is going to be played, and worked there on a construction site as a project engineer, and then also from there worked around the Middle East and North Africa in Dubai, building a defence base for Australia, and also doing some mining infrastructure projects in North Africa, like Mauritania and Saudi Arabia.
What is your PhD going to look at?
So my PhD is looking at specifically why the men's unyielding dominance in construction is maintained, or how it's maintained. Construction is the most male-dominated sector in Australia, and in the last decade, actually, it's become more male-dominated, not less. So I'm looking at the practices that operate to maintain men's dominance and seeing how those may act as barriers to women's attraction, progression and retention as construction professionals. So the people who, you know, run construction jobs, designers, construction managers, commercial managers, etc.
Why did you want to study this topic?
I chose to study it firstly to sort of make sense of my own career. I kind of felt like it was lacking in opportunities and progression, despite being very passionate about having a career and progressing myself. And I also wanted to make sense of why there were so few women, I guess over the age of 30 really, who are in on construction jobs, managing jobs and in operational roles. So by that I mean, you know, the money-making end of the business, not so much the, you know, functional roles like marketing and accounting.
What are some of the reasons for the lack of women in the construction industry?
There's complex reasons for it. I'd say that, first of all, you know, it's the image that the industry portrays to the outside world, and it's still very much a male-dominated and dominated industry in a male space. And it also is, you know, the fact that still as an environment, it still excludes women. And people are pretty apathetic about that. You know, it's quite okay to see, you know, to walk past a penis drawn on a wall on a construction site or porn up on a lunch shed. So I think the fact that there's great apathy within the industry to change, and just as well that it's marked as a male space, for many women that sort of takes away from the attraction to go into it. And I guess the other thing is too is the work practices are the biggest issue in construction. You know, there's practices of total availability and presenteeism, which means that you're doing really long hours, and you're expected to do really long hours even if, you know, the work isn't there. So those two things make it very hard for women to have, and men actually, to have a family outside of life on construction sites. I mean, it's little wonder that there's such a high divorce rate and, you know, issues around drug and alcohol abuse in construction when there is this sort of these work practices that encourage these types of behaviours. So I think for women, if they come into the industry and then they're looking to have children, navigating both their life outside of work and their work life is really difficult. So they're, you know, two of the key things around attraction and retention.
What are some of the ways that the construction industry could help resolve this problem?
So I think the first thing is that there's been a real concentrated effort on attracting women and focusing the problem on women themselves. But I actually think that the construction industry needs to look a bit inward at how what practices they revere and what things they find are acceptable. And so, you know, one of the first things is we don't tolerate poor safety, and I don't think we should tolerate having an environment that excludes one gender over the other. So that would be the first thing. The other thing is to looking at the hours of construction professionals have stretched over the decades and really trying to wind those back, because I think that at the present time, construction professionals are working a 60 to 85 hour week, and they're really long, demanding hours. And that means that, you know, when you have those hours, it excludes some people from taking part, particularly those who have care responsibilities outside of work. And so I think that that's one way. And also just making a general commitment for change. I think that the industry has, you know, is very much a cyclical industry that's, you know, relies on economic growth spurts. But I think greater planning and how we resource our projects and then the work practices we do, you know, I mean, they're bigger change elements that'll take a longer time. But I think that the industry needs to look at those things.
How much research has been done into this topic before?
Look, a lot of the research has been done in the UK. There has been some research undertaken by Engineers Australia, who have done some pretty detailed research on women in engineering firms. But largely, you know, construction management and how we practice the work we do and how it affects people's lives, you know, is probably an evolving field. But just so you know too, that Australia isn't alone. This problem exists in most Western nations as well, this lack of these barriers to women's attraction, retention and progression as construction professionals.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Natalie. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say that as a woman, if you are thinking about a career in construction, it's a lucrative career, and construction and infrastructure and mining are, you know, heavily male dominated, but they are also very well paid careers. So it's really important to encourage women to, you know, take up those careers, because these careers actually shape our cities and the places we live. And it's really important that women have a place in that shaping. So, you know, as much as, you know, there are barriers to joining the industry and staying, I do encourage young women to think, and even women in their mid-20s or 30s, to think about shifting into construction and doing a trade or a degree in construction management.